2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
How are you? Good. KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Utah State Board of Education says they're looking into another post by outspoken conservative board member Natalie Klein to see if it violates their bylaws. The post is of a flyer from Hillcrest High School for a racial healing group. It has a teacher's name and email on it. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, 13 people have been shot. Two people are dead at a Kroger in Tennessee. The gunman is one of the two people who died. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have had an accident northbound Wall Avenue at 29th Street in Weber County. That's in the final cleanup stages, plus a crash in Utah County. It's on the on-ramp to southbound I-15 at Lehigh Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pleasant weather, sunshine 77. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 79 degrees now. KSL's top national stories
from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. There's been another deadly grocery store shooting. This one this afternoon in Tennessee left one person dead and a dozen hurt.
The police chief in Collierville, Tennessee, outside Memphis, called it the most horrific thing to ever happen in his community.
I've been involved in this for 34 years, and I've never seen anything like it.
Chief Dale Lane said a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket, sending shoppers and employees into offices, even freezers, to hide.
As we entered the building, there were multiple people shot.
The gunman killed himself. Police were combing through the shooter's vehicle in the grocery store parking lot. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
A CDC advisory panel voted to recommend booster doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine to people older than 65, some people with underlying conditions, and nursing home residents. That's after the FDA recommended the same. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in a conversation with ABC News, said three doses of Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines could eventually be the standard.
I believe that when all is said and done, we're going to look back at this and say that this third shot would very much be part of the regimen that's the proper regimen for excellent degree of effectiveness together with durability.
Number of migrants under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, has declined over the last few days. ABC's Kenneth Moten's there.
The numbers are a little under 4,000 right now. We can see families, children sleeping on cardboard or on a thin piece of cloth separating them from the dirt. It is a humanitarian crisis, but it's also a border crisis. We're also seeing officials continue to process those migrants under the bridge there. They believe that they can get this done by the next day or so and maybe get that bridge open by Monday at the latest.
The government special envoy to Haiti resigned over what he called the inhumane policy of returning migrants to Haiti. The Dow was up 506 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie spent weeks posting beautiful, happy photos of their trip across the country. But we know now the relationship was not picture perfect. Huntsman Mental Health Institute's Jessica Holzbauer told KSL's Dave Dujanovic this morning about the drive to act like everything's okay on social media.
I can only imagine that curating content that seemed really positive may have been a survival strategy for her as to not raise concerns about her health and well-being. And so I think that if indeed that was going on in the background, what she was posting may have been a way to try to keep herself safe.
Holzbauer says the abuse cycle is challenging because while things can be bad, there is an effort to make things better.
We see this cycle in which there's a time in which the incident occurs. There's the reconciliation followed by a period of calm. and then a rebuilding of tension. And sometimes that roller coaster can be really disorienting as well for the individual who's experiencing abuse. And it can be a bit of crazy making, right? Because there could be a day, a week, right, where things are really fantastic and even overcompensating, right, for the times when things are abusive. And so it really is a psychological, you know, gymnastics that the individual who's experiencing abuse is going through to try to make sense of where they are in their relationship at any given time.
If you're a victim of domestic violence, call the Link Line. It's run by the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition. The phone number is 1-800-897-LINK. KSL News Time 320. Let's bring you up to speed on the roads. Traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a new accident. This is southbound I-15, about 146 south, going from Draper into Bluffdale. It has been moved out of traffic to the left shoulder, but traffic has been just a little bit busy back to about Bangor Highway in that area as residual delays. But overall, that's the only spot of heavy and slow traffic, southbound I-15 between downtown all the way to Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing a very good drive. Steve?
And full speed right now, northbound 15 from Salt Lake into Davis County. Already busy, though, from Layton up to Clearfield. And the cleanup of that fatal crash in Cache County continues on SR-30 about 9 miles west of Logan near Beaver Dam. The westbound lane is closed, but traffic is getting through. Alternating traffic is getting through using that eastbound lane. Another crash in Ogden, northbound Wall Avenue at 29th Street. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Nines. Grant Wayman has your 7-day forecast.
Loving these temperatures in the 70s next couple of days thanks to a front that moved through last night. Sunshine, expect highs around 77 later. And lots of sun, that's near the seasonal average. Tomorrow, 79 in mostly sunny skies. 82 on Saturday, and again, lots of sunshine. Count on more of the same on Sunday as well, up to 84. Partly cloudy skies Monday, we get up to 85. Then it cools down. Clouds and a slight chance of showers on Tuesday. The high 81, and right now it looks like rain's on the way for Wednesday, and cooler with a high of 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, all that's almost a week away. Right now it's just beautiful weather, 79 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
People all over the world, join me. Start a love train, love train. People all over the world.
One, two, three, ready or not, here I come.
Finding extra cash feeling like a game of hide-and-seek? Golden West Credit Union has made getting a home equity line of credit easy as 1-2-3. With this amazing introductory rate of just 1.23% APR through June 2022, you can unlock increased equity to update your kitchen, consolidate some debt, or finally take that dream vacation. Count to three and simply apply in minutes at any Golden West branch or online at gwcu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
One, two, three. Ready or not, here I come.
Finding extra cash feeling like a game of hide-and-seek? Golden West Credit Union has made getting a home equity line of credit easy as 1-2-3. With this amazing introductory rate of just 1.23% APR through June 2022, you can unlock increased equity to update your kitchen, consolidate some debt, or finally take that dream vacation. Count to three and simply apply in minutes at any Golden West branch or online at gwcu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
Big news. Law & Order SVU and organized crime are back and all new.
Benson and Stabler all night long.
There's a reason why fans and critics love these shows.
And this season starts with a bang.
Benson and the SVU team take on a corrupt congressman.
Then on organized crime, Stabler goes deep undercover.
It's so edge of your seat, you might fall off.
Law & Order SVU and organized crime.
All new, all night long.
Tonight on NBC.
Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
This happens to Americans on a daily basis.
Romance scams preying on emotion.
I just wanted to believe that I was worth it.
Not only was her heart broken.
Did you know you were committing a crime?
I did not.
So was the law.
You were a victim of fraud, and you may soon be a convicted felon.
Yes.
Matt Gephardt exposes a sneaky trap.
That should be a big red flag.
That could get you jailed for love. You ask, KSL investigates tonight at 10.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
At Stubbs Dental, they know the pain, embarrassment, and discomfort that can come from the need for dental work. That's why Stubbs Dental is dedicated to ensuring the confidence and health of individuals and families through an exceptional personalized approach to dentistry. Here's Michael on how Stubbs Dental helped him get his smile back.
When I saw my smile for the first time again, I got very emotional. It was me again. After I smiled with my mouth closed for so long, it felt great to smile again.
Get yours back today with Stubbs Dental. Learn more and find your closest location at StubbsDental.com. That's StubbsDental.com. Everyone deserves the confidence of a bright smile. At Stubbs Dental, let them help you find your confidence, just like they did for Lori.
My new teeth are beautiful. I've received so many compliments on how bright and white my smile looks.
That's the difference Stubbs Dental can make in your life with the all-on-4 dental implant procedure. Let them take away the pain and discomfort from broken or missing teeth and give you back your confidence with a brand new permanent smile. Schedule your free consultation today at one of their 4 locations. Visit StubbsDental.com.
We're watching Utah's money. Target will offer its current employees more hours. Now, it's not totally out of the goodness of their hearts. The company is worried about this worker shortage for the holiday season. They're going to offer employees 5 million more hours. It's going to cost them $75 million. KSL Drive's Volvo is going leather-free. The car maker's aiming to avoid using leather by 2030 and work to make all its new cars out of recycled and bio-based content by 2025. Utah is the second best place to be a homeowner. This is from Smart Asset, a company that says Utah's number two because we had a 27% increase in home values from July of last year to this year. Their report found Utah ranks low in a good way for homeowners insurance, closing costs, and property taxes. Wall Street today, the Dow is up 506 points. We closed at 34,764. The S&P gained 53. The NASDAQ was up 155 points. KSL News Time, 327.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.